What the hell's going on? No, honey, that's not a bad thing. That's actually a good thing down here. You know? Yeah, sorry. I know you haven't been here for very long. What's happening? Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes. Yeah, I'll get someone on that for you immediately. But besides that, is everything going good? Are you good? Are you happy down here? No, I know. I know you've been to me like, yeah, but I'm loving it. It's good. But like, you can understand why it's hard for me to believe you, because most people, one, don't say that when they come down here, and two, would sooner lie to me than tell me the truth, because for some reason they think I'm like angry and like, ah, but have I yelled at you? Have I been angry? I don't. I feel like I've been pretty good. Yeah. See, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's. Yeah. When I was younger, I guess I was a little bit angrier, and yeah, you know, it was all that thing, and it was a lot of pitchforks and rah 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 rah, you know, and fight the establishment. But I don't know. I think I mellowed out with age. Sorry, I'm getting so. You know, this happens. I ramble. I'm sorry. Okay. About you. What's going on here? What are you okay? You good? Oh my God, I completely forgot. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can't have you naked the whole time. I mean, I would love it. I am loving it. It's, I mean, yeah. But yeah. No, I see the problem. So yeah, clothes from hell will burn right off of you. You have mortal flesh. It's just not gonna stick. We're gonna have to get you clothes from the surface. No, that's. Baby, it's baby, 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 baby. No. It's so easy. Let me. You forget you're talking to Satan. Listen, I have so many designers on call right now. I can get you, like, you tell me what you want to be wearing. We can get you some mortal clothes. Yeah, it's. You know, Halloween's coming up right around the corner. The planes are coming into alignment, and the hole between heaven and hell and the mortal realm is going to be all in one, and we can just bounce back and forth between it. In fact, I was going to surprise you and maybe talk about maybe doing a holiday of some kind. Preferably somewhere hot. I know we get so much of it down here, but I don't really. I mean, I can do the cold, but I prefer, a hot climate. Jamaica, I hear, is lovely right now. Yeah, I mean, an island would be really nice. A desert could be good, but I know you need water and I don't need water and food, so like we should probably pick something that's like a decent compromise. So I thought like an island, Polynesia would be lovely too, So I'm just putting it out there. Just you don't have to decide right away, but you can just kind of mull it over, because I can. Yeah, I mean that. I mean that's how I was able to get you last time, was when the portal. Yeah, that's how I was able to drag you down to hell for dinner. So I mean, if it wasn't for that, we would never have met. So in kind of a funny way, it is the reason why we can meet. But in a more real way, it's also a time when we can really enjoy ourselves, at least on like a mortal sense. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, we really have not talked about that. Well, I would very much like you to be my girlfriend. I mean, I know we were talking about like labels and stuff, and you were like, I don't know how I feel about it, but I mean, I really, really enjoy spending time with you. I feel like you make me a better person. I feel like I'm more tolerant, understanding, and patient when I'm with you. I feel, and not to say that I need someone to bring those qualities out of me. I should be cultivating them myself. Obviously, that's really the big journey that I'm on, and in like a grander sense, is cultivating a better sense of self. But it's hard, it's hard. It's hard when everyone's, saying things like, you're the devil and you're Satan and you're the prince of darkness and the king of evil, and it weighs on you. It weighs on you to hear those things, because you can't help but internalize them. You can't help but be like, am I the bad guy? Am I doing bad things? Am I doing bad things because that's like my role in a greater story? Or am I doing it because there are things I actually want? And if I want them, does that make me a bad person? And it's. I mean, thankfully, Freud's down here, so I have people to talk to, but it's. It's hard. It's hard. And I feel like you're a really good listener. And you've, at least, and when you look at me, it's like you look at me with, like, I accept you because, and I don't know if that's because you're afraid of me or if it's because you've come to a place where you do accept me. And I want to think it's the latter, not the former. But it's, you know, it's hard. It's why I'm, like, always scared to get into a relationship, because it's always like, are you dating me because you're afraid of me? Because you think I'm going to, like, damn you to perpetual hell? Or are you dating me because you are, like, edgy and you think, like, I'm awesome and have all these, like, powers and it's cool and, like, it's cool to date the devil? So it's like, I never know if, like, people are in it for me, you know? Like, are you dating me because of, like, who I am or who you think I am, you know? I'm like Justin Bieber probably has the same problems as me, you know? Like, are you dating me because of, like, the right reasons, or are you here because of, like, you know? But that is not to say that I do not want you. I want you to be my girlfriend. I really like you. I think you're wonderful. I think we're wonderful together. We have great banter, you know? Our back and forth is, like, it's hilarious. Like, you balance me out, I balance you out. I've never had someone I can rant at for so long with, like, who, like, because your eyes are just so expressive. Like, you don't even need to say anything, and I could be like, yes, I hear what you're saying. And I've never had that. I've never really had that, you know? Because, like, my mom, she was real distant, you know? I mean, I barely knew her, and my dad, I think it's, like, God or something. I'm not entirely sure. It was very complicated growing up. It was, you know, so it just doesn't really, I never really felt like I had someone who, you know, like, you know, yeah. Yeah. I realize I've been ranting for a really long time, and this isn't about me, this is about us. So, yeah, like, I would love to be in a relationship with you if you would have me. You would? No, like, genuinely? Like you're not doing this because of, like, you know, you feel bad for me, or you were afraid of me, or any of those other... You think I'm cute? Really? No one's ever really called me cute before. Disgustingly horrifying. I've been told a couple times. I've heard devilishly handsome once, but cute isn't something I've ever said. Is it because of the rambling? Isn't it? You think it's funny that I'm, yeah. No, I mean, yeah. You know, you can't. You know, it's yeah. I'll take the ones where I can get them. Can I introduce you to as my girlfriend? Well, I mean, there's this Halloween thing coming up in, like, a couple of weeks that I'm doing. It's a big who's of hell. If you wanna, you'll I would love to introduce you to my girlfriend. Are you kidding me? Oh my God! Listen, none of the demons ever have dates going to that thing. Everyone is perpetually alone down here. Oh my God, I have a girlfriend. I mean, the last time I had a girlfriend, she basically ran away every 6 months, and I had to go back to the surface and pull her back down again. It was a big hullabaloo. Her dad hated me. It was a mess. Oh my God. No, she's, the thing is, the worst part is she broke up with me and she's still living down here half the year. Yeah. I don't even want to talk to Max. She's better off. We're better off apart than we were together, but I am so happy. It's been so long since I've had a girlfriend. I'm so happy. Thank you. No, thank you. Of course. Oh my God. I mean, yes. Yes, I'll be your boyfriend. Oh God. I gotta tell someone. I'm gonna go just yell out the balcony really quickly and just tell all of hell I have a girlfriend. All right. Let me just, I have a girlfriend.